They say it takes a community to raise a family. It also takes one to build a business. I came to Spokane 12 years ago as a Whitworth student, and I planned to leave after graduation. But the more I got to know this community, the more I wanted to become a part of it. My husband and I have built our business in Spokane, and now we're raising our family here too. We operate a consulting company that provides creative business development strategies. Our approach is holistic and dependent on intentional connections and relationships. And no one understands connections and relationships better than GSI. They direct momentum towards investments in our community, provide resources that help business leaders connect, and they're dedicated and passionate about making Spokane great. GSI gives me the confidence to build my business here because they believe every organization, even a small one like mine, adds big value to our community. With GSI's help, Spokane will be a place my son will want to build his career too. I'm Eva Marquette, owner of Freshview. We're creating something greater with Greater Spokane Incorporated.
Welcome to Startup Spokane, where hosts Steve Traven and Megan Halsey explore the excitement and momentum growing throughout Spokane's expanding startup community. Startup Spokane is a joint effort between Greater Spokane Incorporated's Startup Spokane, our friends at Well Dressed Walrus, and Spokane Talks Online. Now, here are your hosts, Steve and
Welcome.
Megan.
Welcome to Startup Spokane on Spokane Talks Online, your podcast home for everything startup and entrepreneurship related in the Spokane region. We're your host, Steve Traben, alongside me, Megan Halsey. And as you know, we're Startup Spokane, which is a program of Greater Spokane Incorporated. We want to provide you with our region's story of entrepreneurship and educate you about the resources that exist in our region's ecosystem. We want to share ways for you to plug in and connect to those resources so that if you're launching or growing a business, you have what you need to be successful. We are building an ecosystem that's attractive not only to our native entrepreneurs, but also to people who are looking for that great place to launch their next business. Today, we're really excited. We have a great topic. We're going to talk about one of the unique features of our entrepreneurial ecosystem, and we call it the Knowledge Network. And so, Megan, do you want to introduce our guest, and we'll get this conversation started?
Absolutely. Today, I am really excited that we're joined by Brady Ryan. Brady is with CoMotion Labs, which is an incubator affiliated with the University of Washington. And so, Brady, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do for CoMotion?
Sure. So a little bit of background on CoMotion and CoMotion Labs. Everybody knows the University of Washington, and we have a kind of tech transfer office called CoMotion, but I think that we take tech transfer a little bit further than a lot of than some other educational groups, where we not only have the tech transfer, we will license out your technology to Merck or Pfizer or whatever, but we also provide support for moving intellectual property built in the University of Washington forward. In addition to that, we have CoMotion Labs, which is more outward-facing. And CoMotion Labs is a network of currently four physical spaces in Seattle, mostly on campus at the University of Washington, where we provide programming and co-working space for companies both inside and outside of the UW network. So what's unique there is you don't have to be a UW startup to be in CoMotion Labs. And we can get you into kind of some sector-specific co-working spaces and wrap programming around you to help you be successful. Right now we have four spaces in Seattle, one focused on AR/VR, one focused on software and IT, one on biotech and engineering, and then a makerspace. So kind of with that as background, I'm here with CoMotion Labs in Spokane. We don't have co-working space here, and we're not planning on co-working space, frankly, in any sort of near term at all. But we want to figure out what we can do to support the entrepreneurial community here in Spokane. We've got a lot of resources in Seattle, and we just want to figure out what we can do to kind of bridge that and get that over here to the startups.
That's fantastic. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that later in the show. But what I want to talk about now is the Knowledge Network and the role each of those organizations play in it. So to start us off, I'm going to give a little bit of background on what the Knowledge Network is. It is a organization of about 50 different organizations. So that can be universities, it can be quasi-government organizations, it can be community or volunteer organizations, it can be things like GSI or Startup Spokane.
It includes all the universities, right?
Exactly.
I mean, so it's really, I just want to add in, I mean, it's really a touch point, right? I mean, these are all organizations that are touch points for entrepreneurs and small businesses at any point in their journey. And and Megan, you lead this group monthly, right? I mean, so you're bringing this collective together to make sure everyone knows kind of the role of each of the organizations, what they do, their entry point, their exit point, and they're all set up to do a lot of cross-referring.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we do. So I'd like to talk a little bit about the different organizations that participate in the Knowledge Network. And Steve and Brady, please feel free to jump in and join me as we talk about some of those different organizations. I know that one of the ones that we refer to frequently is the Center for Innovation, which is a WSU-affiliated it's actually led by a gentleman by the name of Mike Ebinger. He's incredibly helpful with businesses that are just getting started. We also work very closely with the public library, where Mark Pond is an incredible resource for those getting started. He can help you with basically anything you need to get research and market validation for a concept or an idea. The Small Business Administration is a part of that organization, as well as the SBDC. And both of those organizations are really helpful with businesses that are just getting started. Brady, do you want to talk a little bit about the different educational organizations or universities that participate as well?
Yeah, the Knowledge Network does a great job of getting everybody around the table. I mean, I'm there from University of Washington, Co-Motion. We've got Mike and other representatives from WSU. We've got folks from Gonzaga, including Cole Kelly, folks from Whitworth, U of I, WSU's Med School, the UW-GU Regional Health Partnership. Everybody doing higher education in the region is around that table, which is great. I mean, it's easy to get a little bit siloed between different organizations if there aren't purposeful ways to get everybody talking to each other. And this is a great thing for all of us to make sure that we know what each other are doing. We're referring folks to each other's organizations.
Yeah, and I really think that if you think about the continuum of our ecosystem in an entrepreneurial journey, I mean, you've got community colleges involved. You've got even we have the Spark Center, which is more for K through 12 kids. And we've got some of the K-12 organizations like Mead and Spokane Valley Tech that are all invited to be part of this. From the education level to organizations that, Megan, you just mentioned, like the library, the WSU Center for Innovation, SBA, SBDC, I mean, these people are available, or these organizations are available to provide service to entrepreneurs at different throughout the different stages or various stages of their business cycle and journey, right?
Yeah, and we also have some second-level type assistance available through the Knowledge Network as well. That includes things like financial assistance, like SNAP, which provides loans, lending, as well as training to get businesses going and started. We work with several CDFI lending institutions. SNAP and Craft 3 are both examples of those, as well as most of the major traditional type lenders. The banking institutions also participate so that they know what's going on and can help guide their applicants. Sometimes they'll have an applicant come in who isn't a qualified candidate for an SBA loan, and so they will redirect them back to our Knowledge Network so we can help get them either ready for that SBA loan or find them interim financing through either another alternative or such as a CDFI lender. We also sometimes can help them find funding through investors. And that's another thing. Brady, I know that you've been very involved with WINGS in your past because you not only come from UW, you previously were with Life Science Washington, which is also a member of the Knowledge Network. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. And just really quickly hopping back a second, I think one of the things that's unique and a special strength of the Knowledge Network are the financial institutions involved. I mean, I've been in my previous job and in this job been around, you know, a few conference calls and recurring meetings where folks are trying to figure out how to help entrepreneurs, and having that lending expertise and that banking expertise for early stage companies is unique. And I think that that's a strength of this program that I wanted to call out. As far as the investors and WINGS, yeah, hopping back about a year, I was with Life Science Washington, which is a nonprofit that helps the life science industry in Washington. And we operated a angel group called WINGS. A lot of folks are looking for angel funding at the early stage in their company, and I suggest that if they can find an angel group that's focused on the sector that they happen to be in, they should go after that money. Smarter money. It's great expertise around the table. And in WINGS, that's one example where if you have a medical device or a piece of medical technology, there's an angel group based in Seattle that doesn't mind at all investing in Spokane that wants to put money to work in those sorts of companies.
Yeah, and I think that it's important to know that, I mean, WINGS is on – you're helping bridge resources across the state, but I don't want to overlook the fact that we have a very robust angel investment
Absolutely.
Network here in Spokane, the Spokane Angel Alliance, which we've done programs with Tom Simpson, and I think there's some remarkable outcomes coming from there as well. And in addition to funding, I mean, then we've got all these spaces and places, right? I mean, we've got co-working spaces like Startup Spokane. We've got Fellow. Mm-hmm. We have co-working spaces that are designated for specific types of entrepreneurs like commercial kitchens. So we have Kitchen Spokane. We have window dressing for creative entrepreneurs. We have toolbox for product-based entrepreneurs. And
niche.
Yeah,
that's right, the newest one.
Yeah, so it just goes on. And, you know, Megan, I think it's important for people to understand, I mean, why is bringing all of these organizations together so important, and what's in it for everyone?
That's a great question, Steve. And I think that one of the best things about the ecosystem in Spokane is that we really are very collaborative. There are opportunities to work across networks. So, for example, we'll find that one university may have a strength or a resource within a department or people who want to get involved in entrepreneurship and are willing to collaborate with people from another university. Or we may have an innovator or an entrepreneur who needs particular assistance. And by sitting down at the table, we can say, hey, I need help to finding someone who can work with this person on this particular project. So one example of that is just about a week ago, I had someone call our office. English was not his first language. He's actually a native Russian speaker. And so he was having trouble getting loan documents in and getting that all set up. And so we were able to work with him through the Center of Innovation, then refer him to SNAP. And within 2 days, he was able to have his loan documents filed and completed by the power of the Knowledge Network.
Yeah, huge win.
That's great. Well, listen, we're going to take a short break. We're having a great conversation with Brady Ryan from University of Washington Co-Motion Labs and Megan Hulsey, who's the program manager for Startup Spokane. And stay tuned and come back and join us where we talk more about the Knowledge Network on Startup Spokane on Spokane Talks Online.
In touch, online all the time. SpokaneTalksOnline.com.
Hi, this is Kurt Stockwell with Well Dressed Walrus. We are a local website design and development company here in Spokane. What we do is build beautiful, usable websites for local businesses. A website needs to be beautiful. It needs to be usable for your users, your customers, and yourself. Contact us anytime. We'd love to talk with you about your online marketing.
A special thank you to our friends at Tom Sawyer Country Coffee, the official coffee supplier here at Spokane Talks Online.
The economy is getting stronger, banks are lending again, and interest rates are at historic lows. Now is a great time to buy your dream home. The caring and knowledgeable professionals at Homes for You have been helping people just like you for over 20 years. They take the time to listen to what you want and will help you find just the right home in Washington or Idaho. Real estate is what we do at Homes for You, 928-5782, or visit online at homes4uspokane.com.
In touch, online all the time. SpokaneTalksOnline.com.
Welcome back to Spokane Talks Online. We're Startup Spokane, and we are today talking with Brady Ryan with Co-Motion Labs, and we're talking a little bit about our knowledge network. So, Brady, let's talk a little bit about some of the hypothetical or the examples of entrepreneurs that you've been able to work with here in Spokane.
Yeah, so I am currently hobbling around on crutches because I just got knee surgery, so I'm taking Ubers everywhere I go. And it's actually really interesting. I mean, Uber drivers are entrepreneurial people to begin with, and the last two rides have been with folks that want to start businesses in one way or another. And one of the guys I'm going to tell you about, Anthony Bosley, he was giving me a ride, and he was mentioning that he wants to start this medical courier business that, you know, may branch out and be, you know, people moving. So folks like me on crutches, it's hard to get around, and maybe he'll kind of corner that market or do, you know, nursing home transport or all this stuff. Ton of great ideas, but he didn't know really how to get involved. Because I'm part of the Knowledge Network and I'm sitting in these meetings and I'm meeting everybody, I got home. Seriously, he dropped me off at work. I picked up my computer and I sent him a long email introducing him to Megan, for one, who can vouch for this. This is a true story, as well as Mike Ebinger. And also a big shout out really quickly to Mike Ebinger. all-star for the super early stage companies. The help that he and Mark Pond give to the super early stage folks is incredible. Huge asset for our community. But I connected him with Megan at Startup. I connected him to Global Entrepreneurship Week, tried to get him to do Startup Weekend that was coming up and come to our Friday Fundamentals program and come to our Entrepreneur Connect program. And because I had got out of one of those meetings a few days earlier, I knew exactly what was coming over the horizon for startups. I knew who all the people that he needed to talk to were. And because we have this network and everyone's working together, I think I was able to pretty successfully hook him in with everybody in about 20 minutes after I met the guy.
Yeah, and I think I want to just take us back 3 years. 3 years ago when we started Startup Spokane, what we identified were that there are organizations that we've talked a lot about so far on this program that have been in existence to support entrepreneurs, but they weren't working together.
Yeah.
And so they didn't know, and I'm not, it's not being critical, but it's factual, I think, that, someone goes to the SBDC and they will help at a certain stage with certain kinds of things, but then they really weren't necessarily effectively referring them to the next step or pushing them, saying, hey, you're not far enough along yet for me. You need to go here. So I think that, there's a lot of value in talking about, this knowledge network, which has grown to 50 organizations today. It didn't start with 50 organizations and will evolve. It will continue to evolve. Is there to make sure that regardless of the stage that an entrepreneur is in, we can, through Startup Spokane or through any of the Knowledge Network partners, direct those people to the right organization at the appropriate time.
And this is unique. I mean, I truly believe that is something unique that the Spokane entrepreneurial community has that others, at least Seattle, does not. We do this better than Seattle by far. Everyone is so much more coordinated. There are better handoffs between organizations. It's so much easier for a startup to walk through the front door and get wrapped around by different organizations here than it is in Seattle. And that was one of the things that really made me want to move here and start working with startups here, was that I'd been a part of the Knowledge Network as part of my last job, and I saw how well everyone worked together. And there's no selfishness around handoffs.
I was going to say there's no self-interest in all of this, right?
Yeah,
they're really collaborative.
It's amazing. The Spokane community is so well aligned by the stakeholders that are providing the support. Everyone's reading from the same sheet of music. Everyone is really just trying to help the startups. And I think that if you haven't worked in Seattle, it might not seem like this is an incredibly unique, wonderful dynamic that there is here, but if you have, then you recognize that this is special and this is really great for the companies here.
Yeah, and what's really exciting is that an entrepreneur can come in at any part of it and be handed off to the appropriate center. So even if they start in a place that's probably not the best fit or maybe they're not ready, most of those service providers will come back to the Knowledge Network and say, hey, I've got this guy and he's not ready for what I have to offer. Who can take him?
And Megan, talk about, if an entrepreneur doesn't know where their first stop is, where should they go first?
Their first stop is always going to be Startup Spokane, because that's what we do, is we are the coordinator of that Knowledge Network, and we are experts at identifying phases for companies, knowing where it is they need to go next to build on the process to build the company they need for success.
And just for those that may not know, can you give them information, like how do they reach Startup Spokane?
Yes, you can reach Startup Spokane online you can go to our website at www.startupspokane.com, or you can reach us via email at startup@greaterspokane.org. Those are great resources. Just send us an email and we will reach back out to you and make sure that we connect you with the resources you need.
Yep, that's great. And Brady, one of the reasons why we actually invited you to be one of the, the one person in the chair today out of 50 organizations is because you're bringing kind of an evolution to us, right? You're through University of Washington Commotion Labs, we're really looking to you to help us bridge resources statewide. And I think we should spend a little bit more time maybe diving into that and how you're planning to help and the benefit that Spokane region can gain from that.
Sure. Right now, a few months ago at least, when we looked at Spokane, we kind of thought that Spokane can benefit from a lot of the resources that the University of Washington either has access to or owns in Seattle. And so my position was created to form that bridge. And really, I want to make sure we call this out. It's not just bringing resources from Seattle to Spokane. We want to bring resources back the other way. We don't want to take companies from Spokane and move them to Seattle, but we want to make sure that the startups in Seattle can get money from Spokane investors and vice versa, so that we can build lasting relationships that benefit everybody statewide.
Yeah, and I think that the Spokane region has so much to gain by bringing in and leveraging external resources.
Absolutely.
Not just from Seattle, but globally, right? And University of Washington, you guys, through your CoMotion Labs model, have established a very robust network of resources, both funding and mentors, that we can really embrace.
Yeah, sure. I mean, yeah, some of the resources that we're wanting to bring and are starting to bring over here, we have a world-class network of mentors and advisors that volunteer for free to work with our companies in CoMotion and CoMotion Labs. We're figuring out how we can unlock that for the companies here in Spokane. We've started to make some one-off introductions to some folks to help the startups here solve marketing problems or study design problems or whatever it is, to kind of get them over individual hurdles. And those relationships can be long-term or they can be short, kind of one-off, hey, help me solve this problem. As far as funding, you know, yeah, we've got access to a lot of angel investors. We've got angels and VCs that hold office hours in our spaces in Seattle, and we want to figure out how we can get that model working over here, whether that's Skyping folks in or whether that's flying investors out. We also just had a dub pitch event where we bring together high net worth individuals, VCs, whoever it is, from around the region, not just Seattle and not just in the U.S., but we bring them to Seattle for a day and pitch our best companies to them. That's another thing. We want to get Spokane involved with that.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, one of the things we haven't really expanded on, but just think about, we've got 50 organizations. All of them have their own services, programming, events, and activities. Mm-hmm. So they're, I mean, we're not dictating what's being offered to entrepreneurs in this region. Yeah. We have organizations that are all doing that themselves. And what's beautiful, I think, is that Startup Spokane is sort of the keeper of the entrepreneurial calendar, if you will, is a one-stop place where folks can either come physically or come in to our website or their website and see what events are occurring and that are available to them.
Well, and a lot of what we do, too, is assist with coordinating efforts so that we're not duplicating our efforts. And one great example of that is coming up next week, where CoMotion has assisted us in getting a speaker for the Entrepreneur Connect. Brady, do you want to talk a little bit about Dave Parker?
Yeah. So Dave recently, by the way, got a desk in one of our co-working spaces at CoMotion Labs that we're all super excited about, because now all of our staff at least can bug him and get advice and pick his brain whenever we want. But Dave is a serial entrepreneur. He's a founder. He's a VC with Seven Peaks Ventures, which invests in off-market for startups, so not San Francisco, not Boston. So we think that Spokane fits that model. He's been successful as a founder, as a board member, and he has a six-month startup methodology that he talks about. We had him as a guest on our Friday Fundamentals for Startups live stream. So that's an event we hold every Friday in Seattle, and we live stream it out here to Spokane. And he gave a great talk there. So we wanted to figure out if we could get him involved for Global Entrepreneurship Week. So he's coming out for Entrepreneur Connect, going to be interviewed by Megan, and it's going to be great.
Yeah, very excited to have him out here and learn what he has to offer the system. So what other kinds of resources can we provide?
Yeah, I mean, I think we should talk, you know, just we've talked through generally about some of these organizations, but, you know, we haven't really talked about, like, SNAP, the Women's Business Center, which I think we should spend a minute on. SNAP manages six or seven revolving loan funds for entrepreneurs. They have business and training services specifically for women and minority and even refugees. It's just been incredible. And so they, too, have a series of education programming and consulting services. And I think they're a major stakeholder in our ecosystem.
Yeah, right? They're a great entry point for all kinds of entrepreneurs. And we typically send people there, especially if they need some some training on how to actually run the business. We have a lot of people who come in with a fantastic idea, but no idea how to set up an accounting system or how to actually start the nuts and bolts parts of the business. And Snap really helps fill that gap.
Yeah. So we have, our listeners know, we have entrepreneurs that are ranging from lifestyle businesses, coffee shops, all the way on one end to the other extreme where we've got tech, scalable, health, life, biosciences companies, and we need to serve all of them. What I would say is that, we're putting together this initiative right now that we call Mind to Market that really focuses on scalable, high growth companies, which kind of leans more toward that tech, health sciences side of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. But what I think is great is that we have this sandbox, the sandbox of 50 organizations that can serve entrepreneurs. And so we're poised well to be able to grow, more tech companies in our area. So I think that we've really built sort of the foundation for it all.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I love the way that we can come together each month. So this group, this Knowledge Network, does actually get together each month. And we talk about all of the different issues that are facing particular entrepreneurs to see if we can brainstorm ways to help them through it too. So it's more than just a referral system. It's also a place where we actually try to help move entrepreneurs forward through our own creative efforts as well.
Yeah, and I think one last thing that I'll mention is that, we also are collectively tracking each entrepreneur that comes through our doors, right? It's important to keep track. People will come in for a certain amount of guidance and then they'll check out and go work on their business for 6 months and we won't see them. But we try to actually track them throughout their entire journey so that we know where they are and, what successes they're having and what challenges that we can help them through. So I think that's about all the time we have today. And I want to thank Brady Ryan with University of Washington Co-Motion Labs for joining us.
Thank you.
Megan, thank you for letting us sort of turn this into an interview of you as well.
Yes.
But you're an important part of this this ecosystem. Startup Spokane is really the convener connector. So thank you so much. We hope our listeners enjoyed learning about Startup Spokane, the Knowledge Network, and the great things we're doing in the ecosystem throughout the Inland Northwest. And please join us for future Broaden podcasts where we'll continue to bring you profiles of successful entrepreneurs as well as information on helpful resources and much, much more. We'll talk to you next time on Startup Spokane Radio on Spokane Talks Online.
Startup Spokane is produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksOnline.com, which is a joint effort between GSI's Startup Spokane, Well-Dressed Walrus, and Spokane Talks Online. Ask a question, recommend a guest, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksOnline.com. We wish you a great and profitable day.
Hi, this is Kurt Stockwell with Well-Dressed Walrus. We are a local website design and development company here in Spokane. What we do is build beautiful, usable websites for local businesses. A website needs to be beautiful. It needs to be usable for your users, your customers, and yourself. Contact us anytime. We'd love to talk with you about your online marketing.